What is happening here? Why are you taping them?
Well, because they got great banter. They jib-jab. Jib-jab, jib-jab, jib-jab. I use it for the car. My stereo is busted.
You have a lot of interesting things to say, so, you know.
Oh, shit. Well, I feel like the conversation we've been having in the last 5 minutes is a lot more interesting than the shit they're talking about on the radio. Mm-hmm. You kidding me? It's just moronic commentary and stupid sound effects, and it's just dumb. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, we have voices. We talk about the issues, you know? I feel like we could do a podcast, and it would be a million times better than whatever that drivel was we were listening to.
Without a doubt.
You know what? This sounds like jealousy talk.
Yeah, Mac, Charlie, congratulations on your slap shot and the beach house, okay? We're happy for you. You're sad sometimes.
Yeah, why aren't you
happy
souls?
For us? I mean, you know what? You want to just do our thing?
Let's do our thing.
Have fun with your important conversations and your big issues with your brains and your smart stuff, okay? We got hockey to learn. And it's going to change our lives.
Yeah, yeah.
Life-changing!
Okay, it was the thinker. It's the thinker.
You couldn't spell hockey.
Right.
Zing! Boom! Hold on a second. You guys are the best. Do not speak until I turn my tape over.
Okay.
Oh, shit! I taped over my Luther Vandross mix!
Array!
Everybody, I remembered this time to take my Luther Vandross mix out of the tape deck.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's all good. Welcome to the show. This is the Air Raid Podcast. This, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome into your ears. I'm your host, Aaron Roden.
I don't know anything.
And this is episode 42.
Woo!
In what can now be officially considered a long and drawn-out series, we have a very special guest joining us today, Mr. Sean Adetur.
Hello, Aaron.
Hello, Sean.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming back, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. You didn't scare me off.
I'm so not a raper.
Actually, yeah.
You know,
I lost my train of thought.
I really did like that open.
Wasn't that a great?
It was a really, and you put a lot of pressure upon me. You said, Sean, you're going to love this open.
Right,
so
right.
So what could I do but not love? I mean, all I could do was love it. If I hated it, I couldn't say that sucked. Too much pressure, Aaron. Too much pressure.
You know what I forgot to do? Again? Because I think I did this the last time, too.
What?
I forgot to play this before I brought you on. So we have a very special guest today.
Just an average guy with exceptional hair.
Mr. Sean Adetur.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. Okay. I really did like that open.
Start everything
we'll
over again.
Over
yeah,
again.
Right. Well, thank you, sir, for coming out today on this beautiful Saturday that we're having, which was supposed to be super rainy, right?
Was it? I don't know.
I think so. Well, I watch a lot of news.
Jeff Renner, you've blown it again.
Yeah. Steve Poole, you are a fucking liar.
Philip K. Dick, it can't be.
Oh, boy. Well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today, Sean. You ready for this?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that have been happening in the worldwide news sources, like on the CNNs,
uh-huh.
The NBCs.
The MSNBCs. Is that stand
which is like
for multiple sclerosis? Oh, my God, no, no. Jinx!
You owe me a Coke, sir!
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that was just got gay.
That should be a new segment.
Yeah. When things go gay. But yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We've got an Air Raid headline that we're going to bring to all of you about a murderer who has gotten his or her job back. I think it's a his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the murderer has the super ability to breathe underwater.
Sounds like
amazing.
A pretty cool murderer.
Actually,
so
no, they don't. They just can hold their breath for real long because they're a mammal. If you haven't figured it out, it's Tilikum, the killer whale at SeaWorld.
Yeah, I haven't
murderous
heard...
Murderous animal.
I haven't heard much about this, but I've heard some about this, and it's kind of a fucked up deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I hope that you have actually heard more about it than I have, because I haven't even read an article
really
on it.
And
yeah.
So you are going to
no
purport,
preparation.
You're going to purport to know about this?
Well, the Air Raid podcast is centered around not having their facts straight and editorializing everything.
Perfect.
So it'll work out. Don't worry about it.
Let's opine, shall we?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Also, radioactive milk found in Spokane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, another thing that I don't know much about, but I think I have a good idea. So we'll get to all that stuff later. But first, Sean.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk a little bit about some of you have heard, because I've posted some things on the web, on the Facebooks, about my wife being in the hospital. Thank you all for your very kind words. Mairead is fine. She is just extremely bored. And the baby will be okay.
That's good.
There you go.
It's really good to hear.
There's the news. Yeah. But while having Mairead in the hospital, I have kind of reverted back into different components of bachelorhood. I haven't been sleeping around. Well, if you consider porno sleeping around.
I'm a joke maker.
You've been sleeping with yourself a lot, right?
I've been sleeping alone a lot, yes. But yeah, like I said, I've reverted back to different segments of bachelorhood.
Mm-hmm.
One very important segment was, wearing the same shirt over and over again.
Right.
And so I don't know if anybody from my actual workplace listens to this show, but I would really like to find out if you do work with me, did you notice that I was wearing the same flannel Monday through Thursday?
Really? And so is it the flannel that you're wearing right now?
No, this is a different one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the decision to wear the same flannel for, 4 days in a row?
Well, they're very comfortable. Mm-hmm. Once you're a bachelor, right? Do you do this sometimes where you wear the same shirt maybe on a weekend or something like that?
Actually, the pants that I'm wearing today, I've worn 3 days in a row.
Pants are different, though. Pants are, usually don't get as dirty.
Well, they...
Right?
I mean, it depends. I mean...
Well, they don't... They can't smell them.
I have a weird condition, which...
You poop yourself?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's
weird.
Pretty fucked up.
Weird.
It's pretty fucked up. In college... I used to have this thing that I deemed butt smell, because
butt smell.
Yeah, every once in a while I would be sitting in class, and I don't know if it was because I was nervous or because, whatever reason. But every once in a while, this smell would start emanating from my nether regions, and I didn't fart.
Yuck.
Yeah.
I didn't fart. It was just this weird odor. And I actually had someone comment on it once, which was really embarrassing.
No.
She was like, "Hey, did you fart?" And I copped to farting, even though I hadn't farted.
Right. Well, at that point, you have to cop to something,
because I can't just say, "Oh, it's butt smell."
Yeah. No, I have a yeast infection in my butt crack.
So anyway, my point is that sometimes my genes might have a little bit of a stink. I don't know.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
I don't know about your jeans, but about your shirts, do they not really get as dirty as...
Well, see, I usually wear, when I'm wearing like a flannel or something like that, I'm wearing like an undershirt, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And I Old Spice it up, Old Spice is the best.
I love Old Spice.
Yeah.
I'm wearing some right now.
And I've got, I just bought some new stuff. It's like, it's called Game Day.
Yeah.
Because I'm so athletic. I play a lot of football.
Yeah.
I could like... beat a lot of people up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
No, you look very sporty.
Right. Yeah. Right. Hence what we were talking about earlier when you brought the Dick's Burgers over. Yeah. I usually wear like an undershirt, and I put the Old Spice on before I put the undershirt on.
That's a good way to do
it. Yeah. I got this whole it's a process. So the outer shell doesn't get...
Yeah.
Very smelly.
Right.
After about 5 days, then you want to make a change.
Do you change the undershirt? Or do you...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The undershirt always gets changed.
So you actually take off the flannel to change the undershirt.
Well, I take it off to go to bed, too.
You do?
Yeah. I don't sleep in it.
Oh.
That'd be gross.
See, that's, sometimes I do that. I think that's okay.
Right, but then but do you wear it the next day?
Yeah.
Oh, you
sometimes
do?
Sometimes I'll sleep in my...
Do you wear it to work?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Sometimes I'll sleep in the entire outfit if I've gotten a little bit too lambasted the night before. And I'll sleep in the entire...
It's a great word.
And I'll sleep in the entire outfit, and then I'll get up for work extremely hungover and extremely hung, and, you know, I stink it up at work. But see, but you actually take your shirt off, so you have the option then of putting on
something different shirt.
Different.
But see,
you
I think the whole...
You are really lazy, Aaron.
Duh. but the whole thing is that the shirt becomes more comfortable the more you wear it.
I see.
Like a button-up flannel like this.
That's a good point, actually.
They get softer as the week goes on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I could never do that when Maraid, you know, is here.
Because she'll call you out and say, Aaron, you need to change that shirt.
Well, first of all, she'll grab everything. She does laundry almost every single night, which just... You know, defies all sanity, like, I think, because, you know.
Every night, really?
Yeah, pretty much. She does a load of laundry every night.
How much dirty laundry do you have?
Well, see, that's the thing, is I don't think it's necessarily dirty. It's just like she does.
It's well worn.
It's worn, yeah. You know. But, like, you could, like, you know, for all practical purposes, I could take this shirt off tonight and then hang it up and then leave it for what?
I'm sorry. Is this your first day wearing this one?
Yes. This is my first day wearing this shirt.
And so then you could go and hang it up and then what?
Well, and then I could, like, you know, wait a couple days and then start the rotation again, you know?
Yeah.
Because I do. I have kind of a rotation. And I think a lot of people do, too. Like, Monday, you know, I'll, like, oh, that's my favorite one. The red flannel, I'll wear that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when Maraid's here, it's like Tuesday. Okay, well, I'll wear my next favorite one. And by Friday, I'm like wearing my least favorite shirt, and it's probably got a huge hole in the elbow.
Because
Maraid's
been washing everything all damn week.
Exactly. See? You understand.
Yeah.
Clothes start to fall apart.
I am wearing clothes that I've had for several years that have holes in crotches and holes in armpits.
Right.
And
yeah.
I'm cool with that.
So let me ask you this, because that just reminded me of something that I've been doing for probably 15 years of my life, my adult life. I guess 15 years ago I was a teenager, so scratch that. But so ever since I became an adult and had to buy my own clothing, I don't buy a lot of clothes. Like, I still have shirts that I was wearing in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this shirt actually is from high school, the one I'm wearing.
There you go.
Right now.
But see, I know when I have to start losing weight, when my clothes start not fitting because I'm too cheap to go out and buy new clothes.
Yeah.
So,
I hate that, actually. I have several items that I bought, like, maybe 5 years ago when I had stopped drinking for a while and I lost a lot of weight.
Preposterous.
It is preposterous. That's a good word, too.
Yeah. Somebody's got a daily dictionary calendar.
Oh, by the way, not to get off too much on a tangent here, but I think
we love tangents at the Air Raid Podcast.
I think everybody, at least one point in your life, you need to have a really shitty, sort of abusive relationship.
Sounds like a great idea.
No. Now follow me on this.
Okay. I'm listening.
A trail of breadcrumbs here.
I'm tracking.
Talking about your bachelorism, your counters are filthy.
Are they really?
Is this chow mein? Look at this.
Oh, shut
this
up.
This is stuck to the table, Aaron. Right here.
Oh, fuck.
What is that? Is that fucking chow mein?
Who are you? Who are you? No, it's not chow mein. It's,
I don't...
You know, actually, it might be.
There are some crumbs over there, Mr. Bachelor. But look, everyone needs to have a shitty, abusive relationship at least one point in your life, because once you're in that relationship and you figure out it's shitty, when you get out of it, you make so many goddamn changes in your own life. For example, I stopped drinking
after this abusive relationship?
For a while.
Now, who was being abused?
It wasn't physically abusive. It was just a lot of yelling and arguing and drunken fighting and a lot of name-calling and a lot of other bullshit that's sometimes even worse than physical fighting.
Were you the abuser?
No. We were both – I eventually got sucked into all the shitty stuff.
The shittiness? Yes.
So after that relation, because it was alcohol fueled,
right,
we were drinking all the time. I stopped drinking for like 4 months, and I got super skinny. So that's where I say everyone needs to have at least one abusive relationship, because then you can take from it like, I don't want to be like that asshole.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Totally.
So going back to pants that don't fit, I had lost a lot of weight after this relationship.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so now, though, 5 years on, some of these pants don't fit because now I'm starting to drink again. Well, I've been drinking. Not today, but in general. And so what I'm finding out is that these pants don't fit, so now I need to make a change for myself, and it's really hard. It's like I almost want to get back into a shitty relationship.
Just to make you lose weight.
Just to make me lose weight. Because if I get back into a shitty relationship where I'm drinking all the time and then I start resenting the fact that I'm drinking, then I'll stop drinking. But right now, I'm drinking by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no one to – you know, no one else is there to blame things on.
Right.
So now I have to stop for my own good.
Yeah.
And it's hard, and I'm trying.
But don't you think, too, it's kind of a double-edged sword, because when you don't have somebody else there to blame it on, then you just start blaming yourself.
Yeah.
And then you're just in a downward spiral of depressiveness.
And that's I'm trying to get out of there. And I think
we are getting super serious today. I like it. I do.
I like it too. Yeah. You're kind of like I'm using this sort of as a therapy session.
Right. Well, that's what I do every time I get on this,
is this
mic.
Cat hair?
Jesus Christ, man. Probably. I didn't have time. Look, I have been going back and forth. You came, okay, last time you came over here, how clean was it? It was fucking spotless.
It seemed pretty clean.
Yeah, it was spotless, because that's what I normally do, because I'm the clean person in this relationship, if you can believe it.
No, I can't.
I know, I just got done like telling you that like I wear the same shirt like three times, whatever. But no, I obsessively clean this place, and like I really have had no time this week even to really prepare for this show. Like I just finished preparing for the show like right before you got here. Actually I didn't even finish, but did I mention that I'm a pathological liar also? but yeah, like I usually have time to clean up, but just going back and forth from the hospital, like this is the first week, and by the time you hear this, like she'll have been in there for 2 weeks. But yeah, this is the first week that she's been in the hospital, and it's been really rough, just like coming back from work and then, you know, eating something really quick, and then jetting down to downtown Seattle, which is like a drive in itself. You know, you get stuck in, it's always rush hour traffic getting down there. So I haven't had time to clean the chow mein off the table. So thank you very much, sir, for pointing all this stuff out.
Hey, you're welcome.
But yeah, I'm exhausted.
I bet you are.
So maybe that's part of the reason why I am wearing my clothes over and over again.
Hey, so what other kind of stuff have you been doing since you're a bachelor? I mean, when I first walked in, you were doing a keg stand, which I found you. I mean, besides keg
well,
stands and not
I mean,
changing
you can
your
see
clothes.
The beer bong set up in the corner.
That's actually a killer beer bong.
Yeah, yeah. And then the inflatable dolls all around.
Did you join
I now have a harem.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Another word that I learned on the calendar.
Harem.
Yeah. I got that calendar at Love Zone.
Boner.
Word of the day. I think that's kind of it. Or another thing too is like not eating super healthy, you know, and just like pigging out on certain things. Like I bought like one of those whole chickens the other day,
like a roast chicken.
Yeah. And I didn't have anything else other than just the chicken.
But chicken's good for you.
Not when you eat like a pound of it.
Did you eat the whole damn
no,
bird?
No, I didn't eat the... But I've been like picking on that. Like
you a vulture,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So I've always wanted to buy one of those whole roast chickens.
They're really good.
Really? Is it worth it? How much is it? Like $5?
It's like $6.
Is it worth
$5.99? I think so.
Because it's like a little game hen. It's like a little... Well, chickens are small. It's like a little chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they it's actually called chicken. Yeah. It's weird. Oh, shit.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
All right. Hey, Jonathan, we're going to go to our first musical break. This is coming from listener Josh out in New York. Old friend of mine from the HS.
What's HS?
High school.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like what you did right there.
Yeah. You like that?
Yeah.
This is a band called Harlem. I think they're out of Oakland? I want to say Oakland. Actually, I have it right here. Harlem. From, I don't know. I can't.
Just say
I
that,
can't find it.
Just say that they're from Harlem.
You know, that might be right. They are on Matador Records. And, yeah, you can just go to MySpace and check these guys out. Very, very cool. Oh, wait. Guess where they're from, Sean?
Harlem?
No.
Oakland?
Austin, Texas.
Oh. I'm glad you figured that out.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Okay. No! Aaron's Kelly tired. Clarkson!
This is a song called Friendly Ghost, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Sean a little bit about this killer whale at SeaWorld. And we're also going to talk about his amazing beard and what he's got planned for that.
And hell yeah.
Hell's yeah, brother.
I got my comb.
Yeah, dude. I got to show you one of my combs, one of my old beard combs. It's in a glass case.
Really?
Yeah. No.
next to the aqua velva?
Yeah, totally. But we're also going to talk about this trip that you and the TBTL people are making out to Chicago, the Windy City. Okay, this is Harlem, Friendly Ghost. We'll be right back. We were just talking about that Harlem band that we just listened to.
They're really good.
Yeah, super, super good. I'm stoked that this guy Josh out in New York City turned me on to them. He also suggested another band called Shannon and the Clams that we're going to hear from a little bit later.
I love that name.
Oh, dude, such a good name. But those guys are really good. They're on Matador Records. That song, Friendly Ghost, was off of an album called Hippies, which is such a great sarcastic title for an album, I think.
Hippies?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do you think it's sarcastic?
I think it's sarcastic because of the type of music that they play.
Okay, I hear you.
Like, because they're kind of like, you know, bare bones, not really punk, but influenced by the 60s, obviously, you know?
Okay, I agree with what you're saying.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you want to raise me, sir?
I see what you're saying, raise you one opinion.
Yeah. But we were just talking about, like, labels. Because you do a lot of music on your show, The Mixtape.
Yeah.
And so you get sent a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I was on your show, when? Last month? Was it last month? Early last month?
It was probably 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Something like
that. Yeah. Early last month. And you get sent like a whole bunch of stuff from a bunch of different labels. And,
yeah.
Tell us about that a little bit.
It's fucking awesome. It's kind of
okay. Thanks. No.
It's kind of my dream come true. You know, when I was younger, I sort of wanted to be a DJ among other things. And so my goal, one thing that I was really, really like wanting to happen is
right.
I wanted to get sent records from labels before they came out.
For free. Yeah.
Because, you know, you visit music websites and they always, you know, they have a review about this record that's not out. They have a sneak peek at this song that's not out. And that's what I wanted. And I finally achieved that goal. And it's awesome. And I get sent records every once in a while from different labels. And I would say 90% of what I get is like fucking amazing, and I actually listen to it.
Right.
You know, and I'm not just playing it, you know, just to play it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's sweet.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be awesome.
And the only drawback,
and you find out about a bunch of new upcoming artists too that you would normally probably not have heard of.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, the only drawback, if you can call it a drawback, is I've got just a backlog of shit that I haven't really gotten to yet.
You know?
Which is frustrating because I want to listen to it to like put it up on the blog to be the cool guy that has the music first, you know?
Right.
But it's like, I got so much stuff sometimes happening, I just, you know, you can't get to it.
Right.
But it's not really much of a drawback. It's a nice problem to have.
Yeah. Totally.
You know,
totally.
The opposite of AIDS.
It's not like you have lupus. Okay.
I don't know. Lupus, it sounds fun.
It sounds like a great time. What are you talking about?
Like, if my name was Lucas, I'd be Lucas with Lupus. It's kind of like a sitcom.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Lucas with Lupus.
Yeah. Or that movie.
Which one?
Lucas. Where he's like too small to play football. Isn't that what that movie's about?
I've never seen it, but isn't that with Corey Haim?
I think it's Corey Haim. Yeah.
Corey Haim. Isn't that where he's like the nerdy kid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never saw that one.
Doesn't he? You know so much about it, though.
I've seen posters.
Okay.
I've read bylines.
He's like trying to like get on the football team or something like
and
that.
And doesn't like the cheerleader, like he wants the cheerleader and they finally like.
Well, everybody wants the cheerleader. Sean, that's nothing new. True. But that might be part of the movie.
Isn't there a movie called Rudy as well?
Yes.
Is that about
football? Are you being serious? Like you don't like.
I've never seen Rudy.
You've never seen Rudy?
Isn't that with George Haim? Or not George Haim.
Corey. No.
Is that with Corey Haim as well?
No, that's Sean Austin.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Hmm. Winona Ryder's in Lucas.
Really?
Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Wait a minute.
I love her.
Winona Ryder.
Her thefting ways.
Yeah. Corey Haim, Cary Grant, Charlie Sheen.
What?
I don't remember that. I guess Charlie Sheen was like one of the main like jock guy.
Huh.
And Cary Grant, you know who Cary Grant is, right?
She's from the Goonies, the red hair girl?
Yeah, she's the hot cheerleader chick in the Goonies. So apparently she just, you know, back in the 80s, the only parts that she got was...
Being a cheerleader. I guess, you know.
Being a hot cheerleader.
If you're good at it, just stick with it.
Yeah. If you got it, flaunt it.
Flaunt it all the live long day.
Yeah. It's amazing, like, looking back on some of these movies, because this was 1986.
Are you looking at pictures on your computer?
Yeah.
Can I see?
Sure. She does look like a boy. She must be. She must be the. She's playing the part of like the tomboy or something.
Probably the love interest. Probably the interest. Let me start over. Probably the girl that wants Lucas, but Lucas wants the cheerleader.
Isn't it weird though when you look at some of these older movies and you know you look back on some of these like especially the in our case the female characters such as Carrie Green, mm-hmm. like you look back at her and you're like, eh, not that hot.
Yeah, like when you look back now at these old
movies,
sure.
Yeah.
But when you're younger, when you're that age,
yeah, you're like, I mean, ooh, the only thing you fly. Can think about is, you know, what her bra looks like, you know?
Oh, man. I've got some stories.
If I only had those goddamn x-ray glasses that were in the back of the comic book.
That's why when I was younger, I wanted to watch, what is it? The one with Sean Penn and Spicoli. What movie is that?
Oh, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
Because I knew in that film you were at one point going to see...
there were a lot of nudie shots in that movie.
Yeah, especially that one chick from Gremlins. I can't think of her damn name. Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates in that movie, Fast
totally.
Times.
And Linda Barrett. She plays Linda Barrett.
Okay, that's...
Oh, wait.
That's good memory.
Yeah.
Did you look that up or you just know that?
You want the truth or do you want me to lie about it?
Lie.
I'm looking at it right now online.
But there's a shot in there where you see her titties.
Yeah. Well, you see a bunch in that movie. I remember seeing that movie for the first time. I think it was like, I want to say it was like 1990. Because this movie came out in 1982.
Right.
So I was a little...
I probably saw it about the same time you did then.
Okay.
Finding out about it.
Yeah. And it was, it blew my mind.
God.
It really blew my mind.
You know,
like, wide open.
The 1980s, PG-13, or PG.
Yeah, PG even.
PG
was
had,
way more.
Had the titties even.
Not
maybe. I want to say.
I don't know about that. Maybe PG-13.
Yeah, maybe you're right with the
There'd be like, you'd get like side boob. Like you'd get like a quick shot of a nipple, like a side nipple.
Yeah.
Really quickly.
Something quick when they're putting the blanket over them as they get
right,
in the bed
right.
or something.
Yeah, because they weren't like the camera crew wasn't good enough at getting the camera away from it.
Yeah.
You know, quick enough. And like, yeah, you sometimes see like an areola.
Oh, man.
In there.
I need some action.
Yeah, you were talking about that a little bit before the show. Yeah. What's going on here?
Well, I know that you do as well, Aaron.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We're
it's
like
been a while.
Two bros who need some...
Two bros without hoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a hoe. She's just kind of in the pit right now.
Yeah,
getting
totally.
Worked on.
And been in the pit for a while. So, because there's our pregnancy has been a little bit complicated for the last, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah.
So there has been no adult times, no sexy times going on.
That's got to be rough because, I mean...
It is. How long has it been? How long has it been for you?
What is this? April? I'm going to say like a good...
10 years?
Probably like 2 months or something. I mean, you've got you've got 5 months, but the thing is with you is like, Mairead's the only one, man. I mean, not that's great, but what I'm saying is you can't like go out looking for anything.
Right.
Like at
right.
least I have the option to troll.
You do.
You know?
Yeah.
But I mean, I made out with my upstairs neighbor a little bit the other night.
Oh boy.
Girl.
Now, is this the same upstairs neighbor that you've had for a little while?
Yeah. The one that pissed my bed.
What? Did we talk about that?
I don't know.
I think you may have told me about that at Azteca a couple weeks ago.
That was fun hanging out at Azteca.
Yeah, totally.
The show,
yeah.
By the way, that was cool.
That was a good time. And I think you might have told me about this, but
yeah,
do you feel comfortable? I guess you already said it.
I already said it. I'm not going to say her name, and I don't know if anyone...
Nobody listens to this show anyway, so you really have nothing to worry about.
All right. Well, because on my podcast, I found out that I have a listener who knows a guy that knows her, so I found that out previous to me telling the story, and so I told the story as if it was a random girl and not my neighbor.
Okay.
To
Well, let's tell it that way then.
Well, everyone knows everything now that it's my neighbor and that I made up a story that it wasn't.
Oh, right.
So I might as well just say it.
Jeez, I got a tank of leak so bad I can taste it.
Is that Rick Moranis?
Yeah, yeah.
From what movie?
Oh, come on. You got it.
Is it
Strange Brew?
Oh.
Strange Brew.
I've never seen Strange Brew.
Oh, you got to see it, man. That's a classic.
I know it's him and the other guy.
Yeah, Dave Thomas.
Yeah, like the founder of Wendy's.
yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to this lady friend that you got living upstairs.
It's a weird dichotomy.
Now, is this one of the neighbors that have been pissed off at you in the past?
No. I did have an upstairs neighbor that was pissed off at me, but then she moved out.
Okay.
Because I threatened her uterus. That's not true.
Boy, well, whatever that just was, it's a deal breaker because this guy's making you talk like a crazy person. You have sexually transmitted crazy mouth. Deal breaker.
Oh, my God.
So she moved out.
Wait a minute. You can't just say that you threatened her uterus and then just go on with another part of the story. You have to explain how you threatened this woman's uterus.
Well, I told her that I have demon seed.
Oh,
and that
right.
If I ever, you know, no, it's a complete sham. I did not threaten her uterus.
Okay.
I actually did. I had nowhere to go from there. Yeah. I didn't want to expand on that lie.
Yeah. You didn't plan your exit strategy on the joke that you were telling. Yeah.
But I did get you to believe when you were on my show that I have racist listeners when I went on a weird German rant.
You did, actually. I did believe you. Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So I have this new neighbor.
Okay.
And
she cute?
She's pretty cute.
Nice.
She's a little bit kooky.
Okay.
You know? It's a weird sort of relationship. So to keep a long story short, we hung out one night a long time ago.
Okay.
She got super wasted. I was a little bit drunk, but nowhere near the cross-eyed blackout, I'm going to call you baby and ask you if you love me drunk.
Okay.
So that's where she was.
Yeah.
She wanted this dick.
Okay.
This one.
That
one,
right there.
The one I'm holding in my hand.
Oh, okay.
You see it?
Yeah.
She wanted that dick. And I was like... I was like, no. I kept denying her. And I was like... That's the first time in my life, I believe, that I've ever... Not that I'm like some sort of fucking Don Juan or anything,
right?
You know, but I'm
I've had to do that before.
Really?
I did it once in college because the girl was just, it wasn't, it, you know,
you
it wasn't a good time.
You would have felt like a douchebag if you would have fucked this drunk girl,
right? And so, she was a person that I cared about, and it was just like, you
okay.
Know,
well, that's the difference between your girl and this neighbor.
Okay,
I cared about her as a person, but I don't know her from Adam. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just care about her in general because she's a living and breathing human being.
Right.
But it sounds like you actually knew this girl that you were with at college, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Same kind of situation.
Yeah. She was wasted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I totally was just, she was coming on to me and like, you know, she was asking me to fuck her and everything. And she was cross-eyed, googly-eyed, drunk. And I so wanted to fuck the shit out of her. I so wanted to do that, but I didn't.
Oh, yeah, I like this idea.
And so we move into my bedroom because we're on the couch.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she's just writhing around Linda, you know, Blair style and shit.
Linda Blair style?
You know, like from The Exorcist.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. She's just writhing around, and she's sort of crying a little bit. She's talking about weird things.
Uh-huh.
And I'm on the computer, you know, playing Van Morrison or something. And I'm just waiting because I've had experience.
I thought you were going to say you were playing like Spider Solitaire.
Yeah.
Minesweeper.
I was feeling very alone that night.
Yeah.
But since I have experience with my girlfriend from several years ago of her getting uh-huh. really drunk and really obnoxious.
Yeah.
And I have experience of waiting just, oh God, please just pass the fuck out so I don't have to deal with you anymore. So this is where I was with my neighbor.
Right.
I was like, just please pass the fuck out. So deny, deny, deny. I go and I go sleep on the couch, and she's sleeping in the bed.
Uh-huh.
And then I wake up, I don't even know, like an hour or two later. She's out. She woke me up, and she's on her hands and knees, completely nude. And I'm like, hey. Hey, how's it going? What are you doing?
What are you doing in here?
What are you doing here? Like Chris Hansen would say.
Right. Right.
Minus the baby rape.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so not a raper.
I'm not joking around here.
I'm not either, Aaron. So she comes out of my bedroom. I wake up to find this naked, cute girl who's fucking still drunk. And I'm like, what are you doing? And so I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to guess something happened in the bed.
Right.
My ex-girlfriend, the one I've mentioned previous, she was a bedwetter.
Oh.
When she would get really drunk,
right,
which happened often.
Yeah.
We both got really drunk often.
Yeah.
She would piss the shit out of the bed. Like, I could not. Sometimes I couldn't even wake her up. And there would be like 10 towels between us, and I'd try to fucking lift her legs up. Like I'm changing her goddamn diaper and put towels under her. Like I would listen to the pee trickle and tinkle. Like it would go through the mattress, through the bed frame, onto the rug, and I would hear that sound. You know?
Oh,
that's
my
more like
God.
That's more like a fish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you catch what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was horrible. I got used to it.
Did you get rubber sheets?
No, we just got into the habit of drying the shit out of the bed and spraying the crap out of it with with disinfectant. And then
right, right.
The next night it would be all pissy again. So,
oh my
so
God,
anyway,
dude.
Now in my adult, my
that's crazy.
Now in my present adult life,
okay,
I'm cool with bodily fluid. I mean,
right, right.
I'm not sure too much really about puke. But, like, blood, like, I was having sex with this girl, and she started bleeding all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Like, she started her period, which I'm sure everyone's sort of had that
Yeah, experience. Yeah, yeah. Everybody's had that experience.
You know, whatever. That's, yeah. That's another story for another day. But I'm cool with that, you know? Like, if you want to put some blood on my penis, that's fine. I will remain calm and try to make you feel as comfortable as possible. So anyway,
are you off your fucking meds or something?
So I go into the bedroom. And she has pissed my bed. And I wasn't really put off, as you've just learned.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, hey, maybe we should date for years.
Yeah. So she's pissed the bed. And so I'm like, oh, man. And so I was like.
But you knew what to do, apparently, through your extensive experience in this situation.
Well, you know, I did know what to do. And that when that happened, I was like. It's on. Let's fuck. So I was like, fuck it, man. So I fucked her. We fucked each other. I figured enough time has passed. She just pissed my bed.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Let's just fuck. So we did.
So wait, when was this?
Probably like four or five months ago.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know.
So it's been about 4 or 5 months for you too then. That sounds like that was your last sexual encounter.
Actually, yeah, well, then about a week later, she sucked me off. So, yeah, about 4 or 5 months. So that's
a great episode, by the way.
That's the pissing. That's the girl pissing the bed story. And I kind of feel bad talking about it because, you know, I'm not trying to put her on blast because we hang out and everything, and nobody knows who I'm talking about.
No.
And
no.
So I kind of feel bad about telling that story, but. In a public setting like this, but I figure she's not going to hear about it.
Oh, man.
Nobody knows who I'm talking about.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
It'd be shitty if I found out that it was actually my cousin. That would be a bad thing.
That would be bad. So, and then the next day we both cleaned my bed together, and I was like, I'm not looking for a steady relationship. She was like, yeah, me neither.
Me neither.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Was she embarrassed about it?
She was like, super embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay. I mean, I was cool with it. So I'm like, it doesn't matter, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but we have a weird relationship where we made out just the other day. She came over at like 3 a.m. I was up.
Yeah.
You know, and then she knocks on my door and then I was already drinking and then we just started playing Scrabble on my computer.
Uh-huh.
And then she got like a high scoring word and she just fucking started kissing me. And I'm like, why do you gotta confuse me like this, man? Like, and I pull down her shirt at one point, and I'm like, this is what I want. She's like, you can't, no. And I'm like, we can't do that. She's like, I'm not gonna have sex with you tonight. I'm like, why not, man? So we made out a little bit, but it's a confusing relationship, and it's really something that I really don't need to pursue.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I really shouldn't pursue this. She's got other boys in her life that she sort of cuddles with, and, you know, she goes out on dates. You know, she does her own
thing. Right.
So
she gets around a little bit.
She gets a little bit around.
Yeah.
You know, not to say that
she's playing the field.
Yeah. Not to say that I don't play the field.
No, I'm not saying it like it's a bad thing.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah. So, but this is something that I really don't need to get involved with. I know this. This is sort of like a therapy session
it
for
is.
Me.
It is. I think it is for me, too.
Yeah.
It's good.
It is good.
It feels good.
I kind of like it.
Yeah. We should do this again.
All right.
Should we go to a, should we listen? This would be a perfect spot to listen to Shannon and the Clams.
I'm down.
Okay. Let's listen to Shannon and the Clams, and then when we come back, maybe we'll get to this Air Raid headline. Maybe we won't.
Did you just threaten your listeners?
Yeah. I think that's why we have none.
Yeah. How many do you have? 1,200? No. 5? No. 7? No. No. 22?
No.
That's a reference 0. To when you were on my show and you kept changing the number.
We actually have some new listeners up in Anchorage, Alaska.
Really?
And some new listeners in Shanghai, China.
Are you kidding me?
No.
How do you find out about this?
On the web. We've got a Google Analytics page.
Ooh, I need to do that. Mr. Aaron Mason from Grapes of Rad, grapesofrad.com.
It is pretty rad.
He told me about this, and I haven't looked it up
yet. Yeah, it's a great resource.
Really?
So to you listeners in Shanghai and in Anchorage, Alaska, I hope you're still listening. I hope Sean didn't deter you from the air raid goodness.
And
I'm looking him straight in the eye right now, too, and I'm giving him the glare.
Also, I love sweet and sour chicken. And General Tso's.
General Tso's?
General Tso's good, too.
They probably don't have General Tso's in China.
How do you know?
I think that's an American, like, Chinese food.
All right, well, listener in China.
Email us.
Email Aaron at air-raid.net.
You're good.
Is that right?
You're good.
And
oh, yeah.
Tell him whether or not you have General Tso's chicken.
We'd love to know. Inquiring minds want to know. China. All right, this is another song that comes from Josh out in New York City. Shannon and the Clams. Now this band is located in Oakland, California.
You sure?
Okay, I'm very sure. I'm looking at it right now. And they're on a label called Weird Hug Records.
Sounds
which is awesome.
That's a cool name.
Yeah. So we're going to listen to this song called You Can Come Over. This is Shannon and the Clams, and when we get back, we're going to talk with Sean a little bit about this trip to Chicago and hopefully get to this air raid headline. And we might not. Who knows? You know what? Neither of us really know much about this story anyway, so it probably wouldn't be a bad thing if we just skipped over it. But here we go. Shannon and the Clams, we'll be right back. just super quiet, like NPR. Sort of like sweaty balls. Yeah. Well, welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that song by Shannon and the Clams. What'd you think? A little bit more 60s on this, like, style, you know?
Yeah, I thought it was really...
But still really good.
Really good. Really lo-fi, as you say.
Yes.
As the kids say.
As the kids say nowadays. Lo-fi.
Lo-fi-tutupu.
All of those things. Yeah. So we promised that we were going to get to this air raid headline, and God damn it, we're going to do it. So, Sean, you ready for this? We kind of went over it, prepared ourselves, boned up, if you will, on the facts.
Yep, I'm facked up.
I got this great new sound drop for our news segments, our headlines, and here it is. Yeah, bitch.
I like that.
That's good stuff.
Where'd you get that?
I'm not going to tell.
This is cool. Is this going to play under the whole time?
No, I'm actually going to have to click it again here in just right now. All right, air raid headlines.
Yeah, this sounds so official.
It's very official.
It's sort of like Jaws.
Very official.
It sort of feel like there's a shark going to attack me.
It was definitely made on a Casio keyboard, I think. Don't you think?
Yeah. I love it, actually.
But air raid headlines, like we told you before, is the killer whale, Tilikum, at SeaWorld, located at SeaWorld, is getting his job back, if you can believe it. And this is after the incident in 2010 where he actually grabbed one of the trainers from the side of the pool and drug her around until she drowned.
Yeah. Well, you know, at least the
whale... That was in front of a crowd, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I see you've got your facts straight.
Yeah.
I mean, at least the whale's living up to its name. It's a fucking killer whale.
That's true. Yeah. No, it was. Look at that. Okay.
Is there a video?
It was done... No, it wasn't. There's no video of it. I don't know if they would put something like that up on the internet. The internet is very...
I've seen some... There's an incident that happened back in the 80s or even the 70s where a trainer, the whale was holding her by the leg and they were trying to get her out of the whale's mouth, and that's on video.
Wow.
It's pretty interesting. She made it. But anyway,
Okay, so this happened in 2010. Let's see. Yeah, it was October 2010, and killed the trainer, who Don Branchot, age 40, during a noontime show.
Man, that's got to be effed up to see.
Oh my God! I mean, can you imagine?
And then you
said that's crazy. That's crazy.
And this whale, you said, also has
this whale has a past and a rap sheet. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That must have been on your today's entry on the dictionary
that
calendar.
That was on my dictionary calendar.
Yeah,
rap sheet.
Rap sheet.
Yo, boy.
Yeah, it could be used in many different ways. But yeah, the whale has a past. If this whale was a human, it would be a convicted felon.
Totally. It would be a serial killer whale.
It would be, yeah. That's good.
That's not original. I heard
it's not?
Someone said that the other day.
Oh, shit.
And they said it on actual radio.
I'm a joke maker.
Damn it. Anyway, so this whale, Tilikum, has, let's see, in 1991... one of three orcas blamed for killing a trainer in 1991 at a sea park, Sealand of the Pacific near Victoria, British Columbia, after the woman lost her balance and fell into the pool. Okay. So it sounds like, you know, three orcas were in this tank and, like, drugged this woman, did the same thing, drugged this woman around.
Yeah.
And then in 1999 was also involved in a death when a man snuck into SeaWorld and security found his body draped over the whale.
Wow. Now that
the whale was just kind of sitting with his body on top of him.
Like a trophy. You got to say, though, that dude was sneaking in, so he shouldn't have went past that
right,
fence.
Right.
It probably said do not enter because you might get killed.
You might get killed. There is a killer whale.
So I kind of want to erase that one from the sheet of wrap from this whale.
Yeah, because that guy was involved in illegal activity.
But what I do want to bring up, though, Aaron, is you know when an animal kills someone and, you know, it's an animal, so it's going to do what it naturally does sometimes.
Right.
It's going to, maybe it's going to kill you. Not because it's, you know, thinks that you're a bad person, but it's what an animal does sometimes. So then you've got these people that sometimes want to euthanize or put down the animals after it kills one person. Like,
I do not, I don't believe in doing that. I don't think that this whale should be killed at all.
Okay.
Or euthanized. I think that the whale should probably be set free.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, actually. But then the thing is, though, if you do set this whale free, like...
Does it have the taste for human blood?
Well, does it not only... That's a good question. Does it have the taste for human blood, but will it be able to survive in its natural setting because it's been in captivation or in captivity
for so long?
So, like, it might not even be able to survive out there, but maybe, you know what? Maybe that's like putting the whale on death row. Maybe that's like our equivalent of putting... a human on death row is setting it back out in its natural habitat.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know.
This is difficult because and what made me want to talk about this subject because it has a lot of people have been talking about it and it's going to be old news by the time this episode drops next weekend. So everybody's going to just be like, okay, done with this one. Click. But that's why we're doing it. Maybe that's why we waited until the end of the show to go over this.
Yeah, because it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Irrelevant. Or irrelevant.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell.
Did you sneak some whiskey in the coffee that I gave you?
I wish I did.
Yeah. We're all out.
Damn it. No, there's a little bit in that Glenlivet bottle.
Yeah. That's scotch. You don't want to mix scotch with coffee. That's gross.
Don't tell me what I want and do not want.
Yes, sir. But what made me want to talk about this is that it made me think of, like, I think it was last year, was the last time that I went to the zoo here in Seattle.
Which one?
The Woodland
Park Zoo.
Park. Yeah.
Okay. Cause there's also the Point Defiance.
No, I did not go to the Point Defiance. Yeah. That one's down in Tacoma, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mairead and I went to the Woodland Park Zoo here in Seattle, which is very close to where we live. And we were walking around and, you know, looking at all these animals. And at first it was, you know, super interesting because we went to like, you know, we were in like the snake house and stuff and the bat, area. Mm-hmm. And then you get to like the bigger animals, like the tigers and the gorillas. Mm-hmm. And they look so sad. Mm-hmm. Like you can tell, like, especially with like a gorilla or an orangutan who has very like human features, mm-hmm. you know, and can show emotion. Mm-hmm. Like, they looked so sad. And, like, it got very uncomfortable for us to be there because it was, like, it became very depressing.
Right.
And I think in, you know, in this situation, too, because, you know, whales have a lot of brain power, I think, you know, and they're, you know, they're able to communicate with one another. They have their own style of language. I think that's pretty much agreed upon, mm-hmm. that they can talk with one another.
Totally.
And, you know, just keeping something like that in a tiny, like, tank, and tiny compared to the size of them.
And compared to the size of the freaking ocean.
Right, right. Is crazy. And, like, and especially, like, something like a killer whale that does have the capacity to take you out. You know, of this world.
Yeah.
You know, and a great example of that is Siegfried and Roy with the white tiger incident that they had in Las Vegas.
And I was reading about that just recently because I had a question at a trivia night that I host about magicians. And so I was reading up about Siegfried and Roy. And, you know, the tiger, I guess, was trying to pull Roy. I believe it was Roy who got...
I think so, yeah.
Attacked.
Yeah, yeah.
I think what happened was the tiger was trying to pull Roy by his neck to safety, but, you know, a tiger doesn't know that humans don't have that sort of scruff and
on
the back of their necks.
That extra skin that stretches out right there.
Yeah, like a baby cub would.
Right. Yeah, and it just seems, it seems like, you know, now might be the time where we start phasing stuff like that out.
Like animals and tricks and this and captivity sort of
thing. Right,
deal.
Right. Because, I mean, realistically, there aren't a lot of circuses anymore that have, you know, big elephants and stuff. I think there's still, like, Barnum and Bailey's.
Ringling Brothers.
Or Ringling Brothers might be the big one that
are
comes.
Are they even still around? I haven't heard that name for years.
You know, I'm trying to think of the last time I saw, like, a commercial for them, because that's how I gauge, you know, that they, if they're still in existence, if they have something on TV.
Right.
But
I used to go to that all the time when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? What did you think about it when you were a kid? I mean, did it excite you to see, like, the elephants? And,
yeah. Because
that's, like, one of those big circuses where they bring in
they
the
bring
ring,
everything
ring
out.
Of the elephants and everything.
I thought it was great. Yeah. I totally loved that stuff. And I loved SeaWorld when I was younger. You love seeing all that sort of stuff. But and I'm in your camp where I don't think that they necessarily need to kill the animal, because the animal is just doing what it does, and we're
right.
the ones who brought it
exactly.
from its natural habitat into our world.
Yeah, and that's what makes me crazy too, because a lot of the times you may not have this in, you know, wherever you're listening to this, but in Washington, a lot of Washington is still fairly wooded.
And communist.
And very
we're
communist.
A communist nation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Seattle.
Yeah.
Very
not
socialist.
Nation, yeah, I'm yeah. sorry.
But we still get the occasional coyote. We had last year there was a black bear that made it into the city limits and was
that in Redmond? Or was that in Seattle?
No, it was here in Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And it was running around like West Seattle.
Yeah.
You know? And somehow got down here. Nobody knows how it made it that far.
I think it was looking for its picnic basket.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
That's terrible. Hey, boo-boo. Is that Yogi Bear having a rubbing one out? Boo-boo, boo-boo, boo.
I don't know.
No, but I mean that occasionally happens here in the greater Seattle area, and I see it a lot in the area that I actually work, because we're more kind of at the foothills. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've had sightings of bobcats, and there's been sightings of cougars, mm-hmm. and definitely coyotes all over the place.
I've seen some peat cats.
Some peat cats?
You know, you've seen bobcats. I've seen peat cats.
What about Steven cats?
I've seen some Stevens.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just running around, spraying couches. Yeah. But, you know, people freak out when they see that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, eventually somebody's toy poodle gets eaten.
Right.
You know, and rightly so. because it's an easy fucking target.
Right.
In somebody's backyard, you know, that lives in kind of the foothills of the Cascades, or even, you know, you could say in the mountains.
Yeah. And so, of course, you know,
this is going to happen, right? But then, you know, the people, the park rangers and you know, Fish and Wildlife have to go out and they have to kill the animal.
And that's
for
so
doing
stupid.
What it does.
Yeah. It's doing what it would naturally do.
Right. Right. And I just don't understand it. I don't understand our obsession with seeing animals in captivity. And
so,
I'm not a big, you know, I'm a huge meat eater, you know.
Yeah.
My family they hunt a lot, and I could never do that. I killed a squirrel once with a BB gun, and I bawled my eyes out.
Well, now, since we're advocating keeping the wild animals alive, you know, even after they've
right.
killed a person, or even a toy poodle, or a poi toodle.
Right. Could be either or.
Either
yeah.
a toy
yeah.
poodle or a poi toodle. But now, since we're advocating keeping the animals alive, is this what we get? If we keep the animal alive in captivity, are we just going to then, it'll just keep killing sporadically, and are we just supposed to be cool with that? Or then should we just set it out in the wild like we said earlier?
Well,
you know?
I mean, I guess what I'm advocating for is that we just kind of start phasing this out. Because, I mean, look at, you know, a part of this article says that this whale has been moved from place to place.
Right.
It used to be up in Vancouver, British Columbia.
So it comes
and
from
now
a broken
it's in
home.
SeaWorld, Florida.
Yeah, it's a broken home whale.
That is a whale, dude. Like, how do you move a whale that far.
Well, duh. Haven't you seen that car commercial where the dudes have that killer whale in the back and then they drive up to the pier of the ocean and then they, you know, brake really hard and the whale flies out into the water?
I do not remember that commercial. Was that Free Willy 5?
Still free.
You sure that was still free?
No, it's a car commercial. You should Google it. Huh. That's how you get a fucking whale from point A to point B. In the back of a goddamn car.
In the back
car.
Of a Honda Civic.
Yeah. No, but I don't know how you transfer a whale.
Well, it just seems like something like that, especially with a whale, that would be very traumatic.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, for sure.
It'd be fucked up.
Just like bringing a cat or a dog on a plane trip and having them be in the underbelly of the plane.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
Of course it's got to be traumatic, dude.
I just don't. I don't see how like the point that we're at. Mm-hmm. I think we should maybe stop getting new animals in.
Yeah.
Right now, like let's not collect any more animals.
Okay.
And I think a lot of them are now probably now born in captivity. Uh-huh. Right.
Which would kind of maybe be.
Makes it a little bit better, but still, like, I mean, you gotta think, like, especially an intelligent animal uh-huh. that does have, you know, somewhat free thought. I mean, we don't know all the specifics, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's still, like, you know, a polar bear in a fucking 60 square foot pen.
Yeah, it's not the Arctic.
Or, you know, it's probably bigger than that. That's but still, it's
that's
it's
kind
depressing.
Of what I was thinking of lately, too, actually, is like, what's the draw? What's the attraction, you know, to seeing an animal do tricks? Like, a whore does tricks.
Right.
An animal entertains.
Good point.
An animal
Good
entertains point. The crown. I'm sorry. But no, but like, seriously, like, as an adult now, I mean, I don't really, it's not, it's, I'm not, I don't want to see an animal do tricks. It's not really like a big deal. I don't really.
Right, right.
What is the attraction, do you think, of going to the circus and seeing, you know,
an animal act like a human or do.
Or like do something, you right, know, like right. see a, you know, see a tiger balance on a giant red ball. Well, I'd actually kind of like to see that, but.
I may pay for that.
Yeah. But I don't really get the attraction as an adult now.
No, I don't really either.
You know?
And you know what? To tell you the truth, I don't think I really had a fascination with that as a child either.
No?
Uh-uh. Like, we never went to anything like that when I was a kid. Like, I don't think I was really interested in it.
Yeah.
At all.
Like any circus type thing or SeaWorld or anything like that.
Right, right. Well, I grew up in kind of a small town, and the town that I grew up in, it was extremely small, very sparsely populated when I was growing up there. And it focused a lot, the town focused a lot on the outside environment. So we were kind of surrounded by that stuff on a day-to-day basis anyway.
Uh-huh.
You know, we knew not to kind of go up into the woods by ourselves because there were coyotes up there. There were foxes,
yeah.
And they'd attack you, you know. And there were bears too. My dad was chased by a bear.
Really,
dude.
So he was running from a bear. Bears run really fast. You're never supposed to run.
Right. It was a mama bear too.
What was going on with your dad and that mama bear?
My dad was at a, if I remember correctly, he and a friend were at one of the many abandoned houses that were in my town.
Mm-hmm.
And they were taking a light fixture out of the house for one of their rental properties.
Uh-huh.
And I think they might have stumbled upon like a younger cub or something like that that was outside of the house.
Uh-huh.
And the mama came up and chased him down the hill.
Oh, yeah. So they were running from this bear.
Right.
So obviously they made it.
Right, right. And like bears in Western Washington are not that big.
Oh, they're not?
No, no.
You know what I think we need to do is maybe we need to eradicate all of the circuses and, you know, the things that you're saying. I think what we need to focus on maybe the flea circus.
The flea circus?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
A flea circus,
that's
right?
I like that idea.
Oh, yeah, I like this idea.
Yeah.
When's the last time you've seen a flea circus?
I don't think I've ever seen a flea circus, dude. I think, there might have been one in this really shitty, like, penny arcade in San Francisco on Fisherman's Wharf.
Dude.
You been there? It's like a Penny Arcade museum.
Actually, I have been down to Fisherman's Wharf. Isn't that where all the sea lions hang out?
Yeah, there's like a... Well, I think so. Like I don't know. I didn't see any down there.
It's like they hang out...
It's a very touristy spot in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's been a while. But you know what I want to do now? I'm just thinking about this.
Now you want to go to the zoo?
Let's go to the zoo. Let's make fun of all the baboons. Show them.
Hey, knock on the window. You're stuck in there.
Yeah. Take a look at my ass. It's not as red as yours.
Yeah. How'd you like it if I threw poop at you?
But I want to make a flea circus because you don't need fleas, dude. All you need
is you just, it's all make believe and you make things move.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh my God. Aaron,
is that going to be your next thing?
Dude, I have so many things that I want to do. I'll probably never get around to doing it.
Yeah. God. Well, I think we've hammered that nail into the coffin the Air Raid headline.
The headline?
Yeah.
All right. It was a whale of a time.
Let's get this.
I'm a joke maker.
Oh, that's not the one I wanted. There it is.
Do that again.
It was a rim shot. You can't hear the whole thing.
Why can't we hear the whole thing?
Well, it's because it's recording at the same time that I'm putting it into the recording software. Oh. So it, like, you know, once you click it, it's a big thing. This has been Shop Talk again with Sean and Aaron.
I love that ghetto ass rim shot though.
So let's talk about this because this is turning into a really long episode, and I've enjoyed every bit of it. I'm not saying that like it's a bad thing, but I still want to get to a couple things about you.
I'm having a great time, dude. Good. I love it over here.
I love having you.
You had me at hello.
But let's talk about you, Sean, for a little bit. What do you got going on? You said there's this thing you got going on with the beard.
Yeah.
What's happening? Stretch a little bit.
Sorry, I just had a stretch.
Yeah. We're both very tired. I don't know if you listening out there have been able to pick up on that, but we're just about dead.
Yeah, so I have this beard, and I've been growing it since
It looks really good, by the way.
Thanks, man. I haven't showered today, and so what I do... So I've had this beard since October.
Mm-hmm.
I believe October 9th is when I started growing it.
Right.
So it's been about 6 months.
Yeah.
And my goal for growing the beard was just to grow it, to see how long it could get without trimming it. This is my third season of growing a beard and my first season of not trimming it at all, right?
Right, right.
And so I'm just letting it go. So what I have planned is I'm going to be shaving it soon, either this month or the beginning of May. And so next week, April 7th, I want to say the date is next Thursday,
mm-hmm.
Or this week if you're listening to this show.
Yeah, there you go. So look this who's week, a thinker.
So this when is this show going to air, Aaron?
This show is going to air next weekend. So that's going to be
the 9th.
Let me look at the calendar here.
April 9th. Is today April 9th?
No, today is April 2nd.
No,
oh,
I'm talking about the goddamn future, dude.
Ah, damn it. Hot tub time machine.
See what I tried to do there?
Yes, today's the 9th.
Well, since today is April 9th,
you would have done this 2 days ago.
2 days ago, this is what I did. This is what I did. Right. So there's a video. If you go to YouTube and you just probably look up man toothpick beard, there's a dude that attempted to put 3,000 toothpicks for whatever reason I will never know.
Mm-hmm.
He attempted to put 3,000 toothpicks in his beard.
3,000?
His beard is longer. Dude. His beard is like ZZ Top. His beard is longer than mine.
Right.
And so he got about 2,700 in.
Yeah. I would say your beard right now is kind of like modest length.
Mm-hmm. Modest, yeah.
Yeah. It's not like crazy long.
No.
You know?
No, it's definitely – people call me Fidel, especially with the hat.
Right, right. You do – yeah, you do. Is that why you made the communist comment a little bit ago?
No.
You turning? Red?
Yes.
Yeah.
Commie. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to put some amount of toothpicks in my beard. And I'm going to block out about 2 hours of my time, and I'm going to do this at work. Someone's going to videotape me. It's going to be on – probably mynorthwest.com somewhere, or even tbtl.net somewhere.
Okay.
But that's what I'm going to attempt to do with this. Yeah, that's kind of the story of what's happening next week with the beard. And
so how many do you think you can get in there?
I don't know, man.
Because I'm going to venture to guess if that guy had a much longer beard than yours.
And about 2,700.
He got 2,700?
Yeah, over 2,700.
Over 2,700. I mean, you're not going to be able to fit that much in there.
Fuck no. I'm thinking probably like 500.
500?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I mean, because I condition my beard and I comb it so it's very smooth.
Yeah.
To the touch. And I'm thinking that I shouldn't condition or comb that day.
Right.
So it's more to my face, more sort of adhered to my face and more like puffy. Because now it's sort of, you know, how would you describe it? It's sort of
sexy.
Yeah, it's sexy. Yeah.
Do you get beard rough?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Like, if I mess with my beard a lot, I'll have. If I comb my beard in my car, I was combing my beard in my car once.
Uh huh.
And I was, you know.
You looked down and you got all this beard riff.
Yeah.
All over.
All this beard riff
yeah,
and all this fucking hair. And I'm like, this is disgusting.
You know what helps that? What? Head and Shoulders.
Really?
Yeah. I used to use Head and Shoulders to wash my beard.
Well, I just condition it. I've never shampooed it. Maybe I should shampoo it.
Yeah. I used to shampoo mine.
Yeah. It helped. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
That's good.
Definitely.
I don't know.
Yeah, you should try that out. But yeah, and I think we talked about this on the mixtape because you have a big old beard comb too.
I do. I have it in my pocket.
And my wife thought I was the weirdest fucker out there
because
I would comb my beard. Because it does. It gets unruly, you know? And like shit gets tangled.
Yeah.
You just look panicked. See, that's what happens. If you think you lose your beard comb, you're like, oh, God. It was like when I was a smoker and I didn't have any cigarettes.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
I would freak out.
Seriously, the other day I thought I lost my comb. I thought I left it at work. I didn't feel it in my pocket. And I'm like,
it freaks you out.
And I'm like, oh, shit, man. I don't want to go spend another $1.80 and get another comb and pick set.
Or you just don't want to be without it.
Fuck yes.
Because it's like it becomes like this thing that you just do.
Yeah.
All the time.
And I was thinking, well, if anyone at work finds it, they're going to know it's mine.
Yeah,
because I'm the only fucker combing a beard.
Or they're just going to think like somebody's combing their pubic hairs.
Constantly. That sounds actually kind of fun, too. But really, where did I put my coat?
It's right. It's over here on the chair. Right. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't freak out. Don't freak out, bro. Well, that is super interesting.
Yeah. I'm kind of wanting to get rid of the beard, dude. I can't wait. Because it's funny because I get a lot
Well, it gets sore, too. Like, your skin gets sore. Once you get past a certain length and shit starts getting tangled and stuff.
Dude, seriously. And I think I'm going to have a crazy case of, like, some weird pimples that I don't even know about. Because they're buried under here.
Right.
But it's like I get a certain amount of attention at work from people like, hey, when are you going to shave the beard? Hey, all this kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
So I know once I shave the beard, it's going to be a whole nother new set of attention.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
Oh, my God, Sean, fuck me. You know, that kind of stuff.
You sure about that?
No.
Okay.
But seriously, I can't wait to look 18 again.
Right.
Oh, God. You don't even know how much bum pussy I get. Did I talk to you about bum pussy?
No.
God.
No. Should we talk about that real quick? Okay.
No. I get so much of it. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. These hobos are horny, and they have so much booze. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
It's like having a girlfriend who doesn't
shave.
They have
like 8 six-packs of 211.
Yeah, Steel Reserve. That shit is disgusting.
Oh, that's gross.
Anyway.
Yeah. Hey, so let's talk about this thing you guys got going on in Chicago.
Yeah.
The Windy City.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows you're a big part of TBTL, one of the founding members of probably the most popular podcast in Seattle.
That's nice of you to say.
I think
it's fun to be a part of it.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
But you guys are going on, you're doing another live show in Chicago.
Yeah, we're
going
to be at Shuba's.
Shuba's.
I've never been there. I don't know what Shuba's is.
I've only driven through Chicago. I've never spent any time there.
Yeah, I've never been there either. I'm excited.
I was always afraid of Oprah.
Because that's where she lives. Is that where she films her show?
You know, now I don't know. Because her house burnt down in that big like fire in the Hollywood Hills.
Really?
There 2 years ago. Yeah. So maybe she lives in L.A.
I don't know.
She was just she used to be from Chicago or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But So these live shows have become pretty darn popular. I think at least the first night has sold out already, right?
Yeah, the first night sold out.
We're both burping to the side.
We both have the side burps going.
Well, it's those Dick's Burgers that you brought over, dude.
They were
the Dick's Deluxe, too.
Yeah, because I know you love Dick's in your mouth.
Bump it. Okay.
Yeah, so so the first night sold out. It's May 6th and 7th, Friday and Saturday at Shuba's. I don't know a thing about what's happening. I don't think Luke really has anything set in stone yet as to what's happening, but I suggested a live beard shaving.
That's a great idea.
I don't know if he'll go for it or if I should just make a video, but I think this is...
You know what you should do is because it's two nights, maybe you should just shave one side on one night and then shave another side on the next night.
Dude, that's awesome.
You have to give me credit. If that happens, you have to give Air Raid Podcast credit.
I will, because I really like that two-night shave deal, dude. That's a really good idea. And then the whole night, I walk around with a half of a beard.
Well, the whole day, too, right?
Yeah.
You won't look weird.
Holy
shit. It won't
be
weird.
Dude, I want to do that. Dude, so I brought it up to Luke and because I don't know logistically. I don't know if it would work because I would need water on stage near electrical equipment. I would need a mirror and, you know, my normal shaving things. But I think
do it blindfolded.
That's fucking stupid.
No, it'd be funny.
That would be really funny.
Yeah.
That would be really... Dude.
Well, you don't want to do... Do you want to do it, like, fully, like, I mean, to the skin? Like,
yeah.
Once you, like,
yeah.
Electric shave it off, then you go with the razor?
Well, see, I'm gonna use scissors.
Okay.
It's so long.
Yeah, it's so long.
I need to use scissors.
You'd get the,
first.
The electric thing would get caught in there.
And I don't use an electric razor. I'm going to use a regular razor because I'm not a fucking pussy.
No. I'm just talking like a beard trimmer, you know? Yeah, the electric razors, they...
Like the Norelco?
Yeah, those things give me, like, serious skin burn.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Rash?
Razor burn. Know.
Razor burn. Yeah, thank you. Jesus.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Anyway, it'd be fun to shave live on stage. But
I think that's a great idea.
See, but then I have to keep this thing until May, which is cool. It's cool. I'm stressing out. I'm fucking stressing out right now. I need a fucking drink or
I need
to go smoke some pot or something.
Sorry. We got some beer in the fridge.
No, it's cool, man.
Okay.
It's cool.
Okay.
I just need to calm down.
Yeah, just calm down.
I don't know. I think it's the fucking coffee.
I'm it's not good really. Coffee,
it is good. I'm not a coffee drinker.
Yeah, you
maybe
said that.
Maybe I'm starting to get fucking amped up.
Uh-oh. You know what happens when Sean gets amped up, people? He starts breaking shit.
My palms are getting sweaty.
So what else? What do you got planned? Well, not necessarily for the show, but are you excited to go to Chicago and see the city?
No, man,
not at all.
Yeah, I'm totally excited. Jeez. I'm totally excited.
God, I'm just like my mom sometimes. They're like, really? Jeez, my mom is so gullible.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she look up the word gullible to find her picture near it?
We played that joke on her.
Did
once
she look it up?
When I was in high school? She said, "No, it's in there." And I was like, no, mom, no, check it out. It's not.
What? You said the word gullible is not.
You know, when you learned about that joke in ninth grade.
Yeah, so what did you say to your mom? You said exactly.
Said, no, mom, check it out. It's not in the dictionary. She's like, no, it is, Aaron. It is. It has to be. It's like, no, it's not in there. Check it out myself. You're. It's in there. And then she ran and got the dictionary.
Oh my god! I want to play that joke on someone now. Do you think there's someone out there who still doesn't know about
it? I think they'd have to be past a certain age,
like 5.
First of all, they'd have to know what a dictionary is. Yeah. Well, hey man, it's been a pleasure having you on the show again.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's been good. I think we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
On this episode 42,
I think we did. And yeah. Aaron, I just want to say my blessings are with you, Maraid, and your upcoming pregnancy. Well,
thank
her upcoming pregnancy.
Upcoming, yeah, yeah.
I know things are a little bit sort of scary maybe, but I wish you the best.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And we do really appreciate everybody on Facebook that has been kind of, you know, sending their good thoughts our way.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep on doing that. We realize everything's going to be cool. You know, they caught the condition, mm-hmm. which is the big thing. Mm-hmm. She's going to be fine. It's just, you know, when your child is involved in something like this, your unborn child especially, I mean, you're not okay with it until it's over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's, I'm just tired. I'm tired, man.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. And I'm sorry if you've listened to this whole show and you've noticed that I'm a little bit slow today. Mm-hmm. That's the reason. That's the reason. I'm tired. But thank you so much for coming on, Sean. And so the TBTL Chicago event is May 6th and 7th?
Correct.
Awesome.
And if you go to tbtl.net, you can buy tickets, I'm sure,
for
the second showing.
Yeah. And mixtape, what do you got coming up for the mixtape podcast that you can also find on mynorthwest.com?
Yeah. I have no idea. Well, I don't know. I'm trying to get an interview with this band called Cults. They're coming to town April 11th.
And they're from New York, right?
They're from New York. It's a girl and a guy duo, and they have like a 60s-ish vibe. Not super 60s like Shannon and the Clams, but definitely like more sort of poppy.
Right,
super good.
Right.
Anyway, I'm hoping to get an interview with them, but I don't really know what's coming up. Since today is Saturday, April 9th, I don't know what's coming up.
Future Sean.
Yeah, but no matter what's coming up, it's probably going to be...
it's probably going to be awesome.
Or shitty.
Yeah, can be one of the two. Yeah. And remember, everybody, Sean does a really cool quiz night. At Snooze Junction in Ballard.
Yeah, man. Right? Every Sunday at 8:30, $5 to buy in. I had my first cheaters.
No, really?
Dude.
We gotta hang on and you gotta tell this story. How did this happen?
So this is the first time ever that I've at least seen anyone or caught anyone cheating, right?
Uh huh.
So Aaron
iPhone?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, Aaron Mason and Ben Parsons from Grapes of Rad, they came out, right?
Oh, cool.
And so Aaron, after the third round, I take a break, and Aaron was
Were they the cheaters?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. That would have been awesome if they were the cheaters.
No, but Aaron was like, hey, dude, I think those people across the way are cheating. He's like, just keep an eye out.
Yeah,
So then once I started the fourth round up, I took a little walk out to see what's going on, and then I catch this dude on his iPhone. Now here's the thing. It's two guys and two girls, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The dude that was on the iPhone, his friend is a 10. So he listens to TBTL and he introduced himself to me and I was like, it's nice to meet you. He gave me a gift. It
right.
was awesome. So I go to this table and then the non-10, the friend, is on the iPhone and I'm like, "Excuse me, are you cheating?"
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, "Yeah." And then just to be clear, I was like, so you're cheating? And he's like, yeah. So I was like, all right, I'm going to need to take your phone. So I took the phone, and I didn't know what to do. Like, my adrenaline started going because I wasn't sure how to handle the situation. Like, should I kick them out right there? So what I did was I took the phone, and then I started up the Name That Tune round, and I said, everyone, I have an announcement to make. We have some cheaters in the building.
Oh, no.
Fucking call those assholes out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, we have some cheaters in the building sitting right over there. And I said, I don't know what I said after that, but then I said, so, okay, what I want you to do is I want you to name this tune. The band is, you know, whoever. I want you to name this tune. The name of the band is called Cheaters. And so I just kind of fucking, you know, called him out again.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, this is what pissed me off is... The night is sort of starting to wrap up.
Yeah.
One of the girls who was sort of drunk. So I said that there was cheaters in the building. One of the cooks in the back says, that's messed up. And this girl is like, fuck you. And I'm like.
Like a girl from the group?
Yeah. From the cheating group.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's also a 10-year-old sitting behind her. Which I was playing a clip at one point from when Harry met Sally, you know, the orgasm
scene.
Yeah, I
know what you're talking about.
And I was going along with it like I was having sex too. And so the 10-year-old heard that. So anyway, she comes up to me and she's like, you know what? We don't trust you with our phone. We need to have that back. I'm like, bitch, you don't trust me with your phone? Really? So anyway, she takes the phone and then they just kind of get up with their tails between their legs and they leave. So they disqualified themselves.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know.
Well, I think next time you just need to like, you know, take their sheet and just rip it up or something.
Right
like
in
that.
Front of them.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So
like, don't even call them out. Don't do anything like that. Everybody's going to see you like rip it up.
Yeah.
That's going to be, you know, shameful enough.
So I don't know how to handle the situation. Like everyone has smartphones. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
just
totally.
Hope that people don't cheat.
Yeah.
And if they do, then if you catch them, you catch them. And if you don't, you don't.
Right. Right.
That's what Joey Greco would say.
Of the famed television show Cheaters.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sean. Next week, we got a band called Leany coming on.
You told me about Leany.
Yes.
That's
the
awesome.
The 8-bit... I don't know what you even call it. It's like she uses this Game Boy to make her music.
Yeah.
And it's really, really cool. And she's got a bunch of like awesome videos that people make for her.
Cool.
Like that look like Nintendo games.
Yeah.
To her music. And it's really cool. So I'm excited to have them on the show and make sure you guys tune in for that. Sean, you have any last words that you'd like to say?
No, man.
This has like been I've had a really good time.
I have too.
Yeah, it's been like a therapy session for both of us.
It kind
of
has, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been fun.
Hour and a half of complete bliss. Straight into your ear holes. Everybody, have a great week. Thank you so much. Remember, you can find us on iTunes, Zune Marketplace, Stitcher, which is a great app for your smartphones. You know, you can stream us directly from our website at air-raid.net. And, you know, just like Josh out there in New York City, send me your musical, you know, ideas for the show. Tell us how we're doing. Rate us on iTunes. All that good stuff. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week with Leany.